With us, we'll start first with Tori Payton, who was with us last year from Enroll, Alabama, Mobile. Good morning, Tori.
Good morning, Lori. Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'm so excited to come back this year. The reason being, I'm so excited. One, we're back in open enrollment, which you know is November 1st until December 15th. If you want your health insurance to start January 1, 22, but also it has been extended to January 15th. And I have people to help me get these people enrolled into health insurance. I have Holly, I have Sam, and I have Jasmine with United Way. They're with Enroll Alabama, and they are going to assist me with enrolling people in the Mobile, Bowman County areas and other rural areas as well.
Well, welcome, ladies. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad to be here, too. Thank you.
Let's make sure we have her switch turned on if we haven't done that already.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Tori, for introducing me. I'm Holly Cooper with Enroll Alabama. Like Tori said, we are very, very excited to get you enrolled in health care if you do not have it. Many people don't realize how affordable health coverage can be, and we are here to navigate you through the process if you have any questions about enrollment. If you are not sure what savings you may be qualified for, we are here for you. Again, it's Holly Cooper, and you can call 211. Just dial 211 from your phone if you are looking for somebody to help you get enrolled.
Oh, now that's new. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's pass the microphone now to Samantha Gary, whom you call Sam.
Yes,
good morning,
I did.
Sam.
Hi, good morning. I'm so excited to be here. Again, I'm with Enroll Alabama, and if you need to reach me at a personal number, that's going to be 251-647-0185, and we'll help get you enrolled in some health care.
That's great. Y'all are just covering all the bases. And finally, in the other corner, we have the lovely Jasmine Young.
Hi, I'm Jasmine Young. Again, same with everybody else, Enroll Alabama. You can call me at 251-298-7274, and I'd love to help you get some health insurance.
Y'all, it seems like the reach has really expanded this year.
Yes.
When I did your commercial, I used the healthcare.gov, enrollala.com.
Yes.
The toll-free number,
yes.
The local number,
yes.
The Enroll Alabama Mobile Facebook page.
Yes.
And now tell us, what is the 211?
Okay, so 211 is a resource line available to everyone in Alabama. They do all kinds of personal assistance, like rent assistance, what else?
Yeah, we've got rental assistance, utility assistance. We do have some direct aid, but if you just dial 211 on your phone, and they should be able to help you out.
Wow, okay.
Yes, we have partnered with United Way, which United Way is all over the state of Alabama. I did not know until we got these beautiful. I knew about Mobile, but like it's like all over the state of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So we have United Way in Clark County. What areas?
Clark County, Monroe County, Baldwin.
Clark, Monroe, Baldwin,
yes. Mobile.
And they can be able to reach whoever they need throughout the state of Alabama. We're here locally for the Mobile, Bowen County areas and the other connected areas that's around the southwest
mm-hmm.
area.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have people out the whole entire state. So this year we have a total of 18 navigators.
Wow, that's wonderful.
18
out of you. Let's just remind our radio show listeners that please don't feel like you're interrupting us to call for a swap shop. That's what this show is about. To buy, sell, or swap, 928-9228. And we'd also love for you to call with questions about health insurance. I know people either have it and it's too expensive and they struggle with the payment.
Correct.
Or they don't have it and need it, but don't have it because it's too expensive and struggle with payments. Or they don't have an employer, you know, to help them. And so you've got some solutions.
Yes.
And I'd love for folks to call in and ask about that specifically this morning. In addition to our regular swap shopping at 928-9228. I was visiting with Holly and the girls before you got here, Tori, and was explaining to them what Swap Shop is, how it's like Marketplace on the radio or eBay on the radio, and how this was done, 70, I think it's been going on about 75 years now.
Yeah, or longer.
Swap right. Shop on the radio in various small towns throughout the country. And now with so many people online, we don't get as many phone calls to buy and sell, but we still do get them. And it's a cool way, you know, to deal with local people to find stuff. to buy.
Because I know, like, when the last time I was here last year, a lady's mother heard me on the radio. She called her daughter, said, call this girl. Call her right now. She got health insurance. And then that turned into me enrolling all her coworkers, her significant others.
Oh, wow.
Especially in the Atmore, Escambia area and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So this is great that I have help. I'm so excited I have right. help.
And that's kind of what radio is. It's a word of mouth. It's like, you know, Aunt Paula will say, I heard Lori and Mark talk about this. You need to go look into it. And so I'm so thrilled that that happened.
Yes, I was very, very, very excited. And then, of course, like the other week or 2 weeks ago, when Holly, I was on Studio 10.
Yes.
When I was on Studio 10.
She did so good.
Thank you. But I thought I did horrible. But I clearly said this that I did good. And my phone was going off the hook. Of course, you guys know my local number, my cell number, 251-644-1452. If you need help. Of course, you have the three young lovely ladies here, Holly, Samantha, and Jasmine. You know, whoever you want to help you with the health insurance, we're here to assist to get you the health care that you need. And also this weekend we will be at Sister to Sister Expo in Mobile County at the fairground from 10 to 4, and we'll be right there. If you need it to come talk to us
so
about
you can
it.
Get signed up and enrolled right there.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so what are the most common questions that you receive about what we call, some folks used to call it Obamacare? It's health insurance through the health insurance marketplace because of the Affordable Care Act. Yes. And you offer subsidies or discounts to help pay based on income.
Correct. The most common thing that I get, is this Obamacare? Is this the same thing? I say, yes, it is. It is. When you say healthcare.gov or the marketplace, they be like, is that something new? I'm like, no, it's Obamacare. And they was like, oh, I know what that is.
But some people have a negative stigma attached to Obamacare. In fact, I've mentioned it to people. Oh, no, nah, Obamacare. Well, why not? It's Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance. He's not in the picture. He doesn't have anything to do with it at all.
No, he does not. The only thing he had to do with it was the ACA. Is to basically get people health insurance at a low cost and to make it affordable, so health insurance would not charge you because you have a pre-existing condition that you can't have no mm-hmm. control of, in which they will do that to you. And, you know, that's what's the whole point. When he said Obama cares, that's what he was saying. I care enough about your health. And it just stuck with it.
Right.
That's all. It just
right.
made it easier.
Okay. Well, and one of the biggest detriments to the policy at the time was if you did not enroll, you were fined.
Yes. If you didn't have health insurance.
Didn't have it. So there were people that couldn't afford health insurance that were getting fined. And so that was kind of a problem that the legislature left into the bill, but that has since been removed.
Correct.
And so now you've got the dross pulled out of it. Now you're left with the good stuff. And so there's no reason not to take advantage of it.
No, it's no reason not to take advantage of it, because especially, you know, over this year due to the pandemic, of course, we had special open enrollment where if you know, everyone can apply, and they was giving out extra money. They still doing it right now. You still have that opportunity to get it. And then hopefully if things go well this season, they may extend it a little longer than January 15th. We won't know until then,
until next year, actually. So tell me, how does it work? Folks, this, whether you're an individual or a family, you can call and you'll do a phone consultation, or you meet in person, or what?
Well, we'll do whatever we have to do to get you enrolled in healthcare. If that is over the phone, fantastic. We'll do it over the phone. If you need some personal in-person assistance, we can do that as well. Really, our goal is to help you and be there for you. And whatever we have to do it, we will get you enrolled. So we are here. If you need more information, again, please feel free to call 211 or any of the personal phone numbers that were mentioned earlier, and we'll answer any questions you have.
And if you're on Facebook, you can go to Enroll Alabama Mobile.
Yes, you sure can, and schedule an appointment. If I don't have availability, the girls do have access or will have access to the Enroll Mobile Facebook page. They can schedule the appointments, anything they need to do. I'm right there we are right here for everyone to get the assistance. Like, we literally, we have the capability to travel too, if necessary. Like Holly said, if you need us to meet you in person, we'll come to you. Okay. And the qualifications, you know, is just based on your household size. So literally for a one person household, you start at like $12,880, and the max is like $54,000, and it just goes up from there.
So what you're saying is a person of one, you need to make over $12,000.
No, a minimum.
A minimum of
$12,880.
Now, which is just above the poverty line. Right?
Just above the poverty line. Now, I have seen it where they're a little low behind it, but not too much. But hopefully with the new plan that Congress and the administration now has coming out January 1st, if it does pass, we'll be able to get those people in that Medicaid gap that we're so trying to get our lovely governor, Miss Ivy, to sign.
Yeah, that's been an issue where people under that level can't qualify, which is kind of strange.
Yes.
But they've got Medicaid, right?
Yeah, generally? But they have Medicaid, but sometimes Medicaid is based on like really, really low limit to income, and you have to be disabled.
I see.
You have a lot of people who don't make enough for ACA, or make too much just to get Medicaid, or they're not disabled.
Right.
And that's like, literally, the state of Alabama is 240,000 people that do not have health insurance just because we do not have Medicaid gap. And it's not just us. It's actually 10 other states.
Okay. All right. Well, girls, things that I can recall in the past was that with the health insurance marketplace, the deductibles used to be pretty rough. They were pretty high. But I understand that's changed a bit too.
It changed just a little bit. It depends on the plan that you go with.
Okay.
The most recommended plan that they do require that people ask them to try to get to is going to be a silver plan. Reason being is because you save more in your deductibles and on your co-pays and inside the insurance itself, not the actual just the premium payments.
Mm-hmm.
And also this year, we have a new insurance company that's on there that's decided to pop back. It is United Healthcare.
So we have a Blue Cross and United Healthcare?
Yes.
Okay.
Blue Cross and United Healthcare. So they both work the same way. It's based on what is best for you, but they do recommend you use the silver plans. It's because you save in your deductibles, your co-pays, your co-insurance, and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool. So, for those of us that need to look into health insurance, contact one of these lovely ladies, or some folks that are capable can go online and look around themselves at healthcare.gov. That's
correct.
Still a good...
That is a good place.
That's the federal website, right?
Yes. Even if they get stuck, they can call us, and we'll be happy to help them walk them through it, or, you know, to get you through it. Because if you get stuck on it and you're like, I don't know what I'm doing... Hey, just call us. If you have your login information, we could, like Holly said, we can do it over the phone, or mm-hmm. we come in person to help you finish it. Because
okay.
it can get kind of confusing of what you should and should not put on there, or what you should not report, or when you should report it, because that's the main thing, because it changes your eligibility. That's the biggest key, is to get that extra funding that they give you a month
right.
to help pay for your monthly premiums.
Say it might cost $400 a month, but based on your income, it might drop your premium $100 or two, whatever. It's a,
yes.
it's like a discount or a subsidy.
I have seen it low as $10. It depends on
wow.
how much they will give you.
Okay.
Yes.
So what do folks need to be prepared with information-wise when they reach out to you? I think they need, what, Social Security numbers?
Yes, Social Security numbers. Of course, the estimate of what the income is going to be for the following year. It's just an estimate. You can use your taxes, your W-2s, or if you like some people who's in that Medicare gap, you can use your Social Security Administration letter, anything that's tax-deductible that you can prove that you use taxes. If you have rental properties and that's income, that is even on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, if you have independents, you would need their information for them to also get health insurance. See, their health insurance is a little different. They will either get qualified for Medicaid or CHIP, which is all kids.
Okay.
So right. they'll be separate, and then the parents will pretty much go with the bigger plans, the main plans as well.
But it's an estimated income for, say, somebody like me who works a lot primarily on commission. And my estimate, my income could vary, of course.
Correct.
Like a self-employed contractor or whatnot. So It is just that, an estimate.
It is just the estimate. And, of course, with the self-employed people, you give us the net cost of what you make a month, like minus the deductions. So it's basically an estimate. It's like it can go right up and down. Depends on what you know your income. Mm-hmm. And you know what you qualify for. I do recommend you tell the truth.
Right. I was going to say, so what happens if you say, all right, well, I'm going to say I think I'll make this month, or maybe in essence, you really do think I'm going to make approximately this amount, and then something happens and you don't due to COVID or an injury or whatever. What if you need to adjust? Do you have to report a change?
Yes, you do have to report any changes, like if changing jobs, getting married, having a baby. It basically pretty much adjusts your eligibility. Even if you go to the casino and win money, you have to report that as well.
Oh, not going to tell about that one. No.
Yes, you do.
Nah.
Yes, you do. Even though.
The important thing is telling the IRS about
that. Yeah, what I was just saying.
It's basically, because in the application, it asks you, you know, would you allow us to use your income data for the next 5 years to, you know, estimate your health insurance and stuff like that for how much money you're going to get on a monthly basis.
Okay.
So, just make sure you do your best and give them the best estimate. Right. What I tell people is, you know, use your previous year taxes. If you have the same job, come with your 1099 mm-hmm. or your 1040. Use that. That'd be your best bet. Now, if you have a new job and you don't know, that's fine.
Right, right. You just know, make a best guess.
Just make the best guess possible that you can. You know, only way you will get in trouble if you do something that was trying to adjust your eligibility to get the money.
Well, the way I look at it, there's a general rule in life. Don't ever lie to the federal government, period. Well, just don't lie to the feds.
Don't lie, period.
Then you don't ever have to worry about it.
Well, and, you know, 2 years ago, I know a lot of folks that were doing really well, but then COVID hit.
Yes.
And a lot of my friends that are music performers and stuff, suddenly all their venues were closed, so they had almost no income last year, and they're just now starting to pick it up.
They didn't take advantage of the
well, some
deal.
Some could and some could not. Yep. You know, so how can you've got plans and programs and stuff for folks like that?
Yeah, as long as they have some type of income that's coming in, even if you have unemployment.
Okay.
Unemployment
counts. Okay.
Unemployment does count. Social Security does count. Regular job counts. Self-employed counts. Rental services counts. Even like you have pension benefits, 401k withdrawals.
Okay.
That also counts. I'm trying to think. Anything else you think is on there?
What doesn't count?
What doesn't count is alimony, child support, SSI.
Okay.
That is that get that confused with SSDI, which is Social Security Disability.
Right.
SSDI do not qualify.
All righty. 928-9228 is our number. Mm-hmm. This is WABF and Swap Shop. I have a message. Good morning, Lori and Mark. Would you please wish my sweet daughter, Jasmine Warwick, a happy 4th birthday? She calls me Mama.
Aww.
Thank you from Mitzi. So, another Jasmine.
Happy birthday, Jasmine.
I just love that name.
It's so pretty.
If I had had a girl, I was looking at Jasmine and my late mother's name is Mary. So, she would have been Mary Jasmine. And call her Mary Jazz for short. Isn't that just the cutest?
That is cute.
The cutest.
Maybe I can talk one of my kids into granddaughter being named that. Wouldn't that be lovely?
It would. You should do it.
All righty. So what else is going on, ladies and gentlemen? What else do you want to talk about? Well, I have something bleeding on fire happening because my cell phone is ringing.
Well, we want to encourage everyone to that needs it or potentially may need it to call and enroll Alabama and make sure that if you have health insurance or you need health insurance, be sure and get it, because we want you to stay alive as long as you can, and we want you to stay as healthy as long as you can, because one of our sponsors that we don't want you to use is the good folks at Hughes Funeral Home and Crematory.
At some point.
Eventually, but not today. But you know what you should do today is go ahead and pre-plan that funeral. You can save a lot of wear and tear and grief on your family by go ahead and getting those details taken care of. That way, When they're grieving for your loss, they don't have to deal with all those decisions, whether I go with cremation, whether I want to do traditional, no matter what I want to do. The good folks at Hughes Funeral Home can handle it. They're located on Pollard Road in Daphne, and their number is 621-5890. That's 621-5890, Hughes Funeral Home in Daphne.
928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We're going to take a quick break. Please give us a call. Don't feel like you're interrupting. And we'll be right back. Do you need health insurance? Open enrollment in the Affordable Care Act Insurance Marketplace is November 1st through January 15th. Make sure to give Enroll Alabama a call if you or a loved one needs health insurance for 2022. Depending on your household size and income, you may be able to get premium tax credits to help you pay little or nothing through the insurance marketplace. For more information and free in-person or virtual assistance, call Enroll Alabama toll-free 844-248-7698, 844-248-7698, or email enrollalabama@gmail.com. enrollalabama@gmail.com. Your health is our priority. Open enrollment is through January 15th. Find Enroll Alabama Mobile on Facebook or call locally 644-1452. The Fairhope Outdoor Fall Farmers Market kicks off Thursday, September 16th through November 11th. Each Thursday from 3 until 6 behind the Fairhope Public Library. Enjoy fresh-grown produce and locally made items. The Fairhope Public Library will also hold story time and children's activities each week at 4. Don't miss the Fairhope Outdoor Fall Farmers Market, Thursdays through November 11th from 3 until 6 p.m., rain or shine. This is WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228. You're hearing Holly, Samantha, Tori, and Jasmine, all from Enroll Alabama, in the studio with us. If you need health insurance, they are here to help. And I love the new information we've learned. You can simply call 211.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. No pound, star, nothing. Just 211.
That's right.
That's like that umbrella help number for the United Way. And I always thought it was for the city of Mobile. I didn't know it was for other things.
Yes, it is for other things as well.
Okay.
So, you know, with 211, it's all over the state of Alabama.
Okay.
The most that I know is, of course, with the local areas that we do here. Mm-hmm. You know, Holly know a little bit more about it than I do, but I know some of it. But it's a great resource, and I was very happy that we was able to add them with us this year, because that is, you know, healthcare is a resource.
Yes.
For people to get, you know, the healthcare that they need to get it taken care of. Because when you go to the hospital, you don't want to worry about, you know, a bill. Because they do come in your room. The registration people, they do come in your room asking, like, you got health insurance? How you going to pay this?
Right, right.
You know, that's a less thing that you will have to actually worry about.
Exactly. It's interesting. I was going to bring up on the show, I saw a Facebook string, more than one actually, where folks have done, like, in what's happening in Robertsdale, what's happening in Fairhope. What is the one thing you need but cannot afford right now? Everyone check to see what others say. Maybe we can help each other. And there are so many interesting comments about things they need, from a bookshelf to a bicycle for their daughter to dental work. I mean, you name it. It's very
can't help
interesting.
You with dental work.
Can't, but somebody, a dentist out there might could. So I think that's neat that this post is kind of going viral. I saw it in What's Happening in Auburn on Beliga. And so, what a cool idea. You might have a spare piece of furniture that you don't need and somebody else does, or whatever the case may be. So, I encourage you to check these out for those that you know, you may be able to help. I was thinking, well, I'm cleaning out some stuff. Let me see if I have anything somebody might need. Mm-hmm. So, check out the What's Happening in Fairhope, What's Happening in Robertsdale, and see if you can't help someone else this time of year. And one thing, you know, a lot of folks need is the health insurance.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
928-9228 is our number. Lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. And I guess they feel like they're interrupting us because they're not calling.
Yeah, a while ago, while we were off the air, you were talking about if they would call, they would talk to KJ. So there's more of you?
Yes, it is more of us. Like I said earlier, it is 18 navigators. So, like, if you go on to the website, which is enrollala.com, you can be able as an intake form at the bottom, and you need more information, just fill out that form. What she will do was get it to either one or four of us to be able to assist you, or you can call either 211 or the website's phone number, which is 1-844-248-7698, and that will even reach you if you're in the Birmingham area, the Anniston area, the Auburn area, the mm-hmm. Huntsville area. We're all over the state, all over again. It's very exciting to be able to help people, especially in the rural areas, because a lot of people don't know that it's still here, because that's one of the things that they say. Obamacare is still around? Yes, it has not left. They felt like when he left, you know, the office, mm-hmm. it went away. Mm-hmm. It did not. It may have some had some changes, but it's literally still here, and you know, the new administration is doing everything they can to keep it up and popping and, you know, get people to, you know, see it, because you have commercials now. That's another thing I noticed when it's with the commercials. A long time ago, when I first came to you guys, a lot of people didn't know about it. They were still sleeping on it. But now, since the commercials are out on all streaming services mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and people are calling, they see it on TV, and they, you know,
they hear it on the radio.
Yeah, they hear it on the radio, of course. And that's the biggest thing. You would think people see it on TV. They actually, you hear it more on the radio, because people be in their cars going to work every day. Mm-hmm. So you have more word of mouth through the radio. So that's the biggest thing. Our biggest advertising is with radio and stuff like that.
Yeah. And once again, when it first rolled out, there were a lot of issues with it. The website didn't work. There was no way to get it. There were a lot of gaps in coverage. There were a lot of problems. But they've been working on this for 6 years, 7 years now?
Yes.
And they've gotten most of that ironed out.
Yes,
so,
they have. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the same program that came out originally. It's evolved. It's adapted. They've fixed problems that they had. So there's no reason not to call. And think of it this way. You know what? The government's going to give that money to somebody. They may as well give it to you, right?
Correct.
So find out what is best for you. Find out what is best for your family.
Correct, because health insurance is expensive in itself, and then by you having the assistance that you can get from the healthcare.gov, you know, take the opportunity.
So I've been seeing now lots of ads for insurance in general. It's like they're trying to combat the Enroll Alabama, the Affordable Care Act. So if I were to go to one of those ads I saw, whether it be Blue Cross or whomever, is it the same prices if I went to the insurance company directly instead of going to the Affordable Care Act or Enroll Alabama?
No, the prices are completely different.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Because they Blue Cross Blue Shield have certain plans that's offered directly on the marketplace, so do United Healthcare. Blue Cross Blue Shield do have other plans, we just learned about that are not on the marketplace, mm-hmm. you know, for people. And okay. You can go to Blue Cross Blue Shield directly, but the thing that you will miss is the tax credit. Because when you go to Blue Cross Blue Shield directly, it does tell you, it does say about the marketplace. Because it do give you opportunity to see if you do, and then what it does, it literally pushes you to healthcare.gov. And then you have to find your local help to be able to assist you to see if you qualify for that tax credit.
Okay.
But if you want to go straight to Blue Cross Blue Shield and don't do the tax credit thing, you don't have to. It's not forced upon you.
So, well, then let's talk a little bit about more of what those income requirements are, because I think there might be a misconception that I make too much money to get assistance or to get a discount or subsidy, whatever you want to call it.
Well, the best thing to do is to come see. The best thing to do is let's fill out an application and see what you're eligible for. I mean, we won't really know until we put in your information. But like Tori said earlier, there are so many people who do not take advantage of the tax credit that they're eligible for. And just come on in and let's see what you are eligible for.
Because also, even if you're over the 400% poverty level, you still can qualify for the tax credit. It's like 8.5% of your income, and it is a possibility. Like Holly said, just you have to at least try. You just can't assume without actually trying, because you know we it's a way on the website where we can estimate of what it's going to be, but to actually know is to physically, you know, go online, call us, or set an appointment to actually do the application. And the service is free, and that's another thing. Probably people are hesitant calling because they think, "Oh, I got to pay for this." No.
We need to add that to your commercial. Surely people know it's free, right?
It's a free service for us to assist you to
get.
Free
service.
This is free.
Yeah, I knew that, but perhaps we assumed that instead of making sure other folks know that as well. Doesn't cost you a dime to reach out and help.
No.
I mean, to reach out to seek help, whether it be on the phone or it be on the website.
Correct.
Or the Facebook page.
It's a free, it's a complete free service.
Okay.
So you, it's the,
may
it's
as well
all,
use it.
Better use it because it's free. Because most people are, like most people do charge for, you know, for help and stuff like that. But this is a free service. This is something that with AIDS Alabama, they decided to come out with Enroll Alabama to be able to help those, advocate for those who don't know, because a lot of it has to come with it, you know, healthcare. You're uneducated about it. I didn't know anything until I learned. And
right,
once you
right.
learn and you see what your options are, it's a lot. That's another reason too. A lot of people are afraid of it because, you know, I don't know what I qualify for inside the plan. Even I have people who actually have the plan, don't even use it because they're scared of what they have to pay for. And that's the whole thing. We here, we actually do, we walk you through your plan, the basics of what it will cover, what you don't need, what it will cover. Because the main thing, they also 100% cover is preventative services.
It's like what?
Preventative services, like your blood pressure screenings, your mammograms for women.
It covers that?
Yes, 100%.
Whoa,
yes.
No deductible?
No deductible.
Wow.
Like your preventative care, your wellness checkup stuff, that is 100% covered. Like, breast cancer, mammogram screenings, yearly checkups and stuff like that. Yeah,
really.
Well,
wow.
That makes sense because with so many things, early detection is the best way of treatment.
Correct.
Find it early, find it quick, get it cut off before it gets worse. Because health wise, if it waits too late, you know, obviously you're in worse shape, but financially you're in worse shape if they find it late. So if they can find it early, they can often get a cheaper cure for you. So it makes sense from the government's point of view or the provider's point of view to fix it quicker, prevent it from happening in the first place.
Finally, yeah.
So that's a cost-saving measure on there. So yeah, they'd be glad to give you free checkups and stuff like that because over the time it saves them money.
And then as you mentioned too, there's no such thing as a pre-existing clause. I mean, you can
correct.
You can have an issue, whether it be diabetes or can't, whatever it is, but they have to cover you.
Yes, have to cover you.
What if you're on an insurance policy now? And you want to look at the options. How does that how is that transfer made?
Like if you currently in it, like at your job or just directly through Blue Cross Blue Shield, what that would look like? You would technically will actually still have to come to us. We have to see if it's non affordable for you. So if your health insurance at your job is costing you more than 10% of your income, you could be able to do it. Now if you want to come and see if you qualify, it's the same thing. The only thing you will have to do is just like the current insurance plan you have, you will have to drop it. But it has to be reasonable circumstances for it.
I see.
So okay. Like for you to actually do it, you have to at least, has to actually pay 60% of your health insurance coverage. And it has to be no more than 10% of your income.
Okay. And I know that employment insurance has changed over the years. I mean, back in the beginning, umpteen years ago when I started working here, I think my health insurance was free. You know, right. And then it went to, okay, we need you to pay this month a month. Okay, we need you to pay this month. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want it, here it is. You get to pay for it.
It's up to you, yeah.
But because the industry went crazy and the prices went crazy. And, I mean, small employers especially couldn't handle the burden either.
Correct. And that does happen. Even if you are a small business and you need health insurance for your employees, you still can contact us. But it's like a catch-22. You have to have at least, from when I read, 25 or less employees that is under 52,000. But if they're not, they can do it individually.
Wait a minute. I didn't know you offered business.
Small business, yes.
Small business.
Yes.
I didn't. As many years as I've covered this and interviewed people. I never knew this. Tell us about that.
So it's called Shop Insurance for the Marketplace. We technically don't physically do it. You can go to, you can call healthcare marketplace and the call center to be able to see if you qualify. We know the basics. Basically, okay, if you have a small business and you're trying to see if you can get your business the tax credit to help pay for your employees' insurance, it has to be 25 or less employees full time who make $52,000 less a year. And
okay,
they don't. It's a lot of business that don't. So that still will put us back into rotation for you to have the option to do individual policies without your business.
But that's interesting to know.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, and hopefully they're listening in the home office in Hattiesburg. Because we all make less than $52,000 a year here.
Shh.
And we can use some health insurance. So,
really?
Not that we want Mr. Pugh to hear that. Thank you, Mr. Pugh. We love working here. We love insurance, too.
You know, they do like to listen to us online.
Well, that's because we have such great music. Our music goes from the 1950s all the way up to the 1980s. We play the best hits of all those years. So
there you go.
A lot of great music.
Yeah, you can WABF1480.com. You can download the phone app. We have our own app, or you can use, you use what, TuneIn?
I use TuneIn because I listen to some other podcasts and stuff.
Right. And then you can even tell Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google you want to listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
And she will tune it in for
just
you.
Say, listen to WABF.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
See, we used to be able to say, it's AM radio. It's not rocket science. It's not the end of the world. And then several years ago when we started streaming, it was like, oh my God, you can hear us all over the world.
They added rocket science.
We have to be
it.
Careful. Yeah. Now it is rocket science.
Yeah, we've got regular listeners in Roswell, New Mexico, in New York, in New Jersey, in North Carolina.
Georgia, North Carolina, Atlanta.
And a couple in Portugal.
Portugal,
that listen to
Switzerland.
Us. So, Switzerland, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I should have kept a list.
So remember, if you live in Switzerland and you're looking for better health care, contact these folks and enroll Alabama.
No. But now, hey, that does bring up a good point. If you're listening in another state, obviously you're not going to go to enroll Alabama, but your own state has its own program.
Yes, your own state. Each state has their own exchange program, and you still use the same website, healthcare.gov. And then you can actually go on there and find your local help and type in your zip code, and they'll be able to point you to the person that will be able to assist you to with your application.
And it will still be 211, because 211 is a statewide, municipal-wide thing. So
statewide.
Well, statewide.
It's not going to cover in Georgia or Atlanta or anywhere
else. But the 211 in Georgia will cover that.
We have no idea if Georgia has 211 or not.
We do not.
What we're talking
about.
No,
we don't. United Healthcare is not in. Not United Healthcare.
United Way. United Way.
United Way. United Way is not in other states. It's just in the state of Alabama.
You want to do the healthcare.gov or just Google Affordable Care Act or Health Insurance Marketplace or Obamacare, and it'll pop up. And then
now,
like,
be careful
said,
when you do that on the internet.
Okay.
Because it's open enrollment season. That means everybody.
Scams.
Yes. You have a place called the Health Markets.
Oh.
And it's like that, it's not us. It's literally
the Health Market is not you.
Health Markets. That's what it says. Markets. Okay. It's like orange.
That's true. You know, when you Google something and you've got 15 choices and you're like, what? And you really have to study.
You have to go to the one that literally says healthcare.gov.
So we should put
official.
That in directly.
Yes.
And I did that a moment ago. Let me open it again. Healthcare. Oh, wait. I have a typo. Imagine that,
Well,
Mark.
but that's how that happens. Yeah. People will make a typo, and something similar will come up, and it will take you to a fake website instead of the official one.
But still, it's going to come up. If you don't put in healthcare.gov, you're right, Tor, you could get any kind of
yes, you can get any kind of place you know, that you can go to, and it basically is like a like a one-stop shop to see what all plans that you have and stuff like that. And
right.
You put your phone number in there, and they'll call you, because I have one client call me. Like, you know, they call me. Like, who called you? Healthcare.gov. No, we don't.
Oh,
we do not. Like, we literally do not physically call you. The call center do not call you. This is where you find out.
So if you get a phone call claiming to be with the Affordable Care Act or the Marketplace or healthcare.gov, that's a scam too.
What about emails and such?
Yes, same thing. Because I get into my email. It'll say Biden Care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they just surround it around ACA.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And stuff like that. They surround it around the ACA, and I had played with it once before, and it literally took me to, like, put in your zip code, and it gave me... It took me everywhere where I did not need to go.
Right.
And then when you call them, you go straight to Blue Cross Blue Shield or whoever. And then when you start asking about the subsidy, they clam up because they don't know.
Wow. I just don't understand that kind of deceit. I don't get it.
Because you actually, because what it is, you can actually, some sales health insurance companies, you actually get paid to sell a plan.
Well, of course, yeah.
We don't. It's just a regular paycheck.
Right.
No extra. Just
that's good
the
to
love
know.
And passion mm-hmm. to help people.
Yeah. So you're here to help people whether one person signs up or a million people sign
Correct.
Up. It doesn't matter. Well, that's good.
Correct. Correct.
So we definitely want to deal local when it comes to that. And I'm looking on healthcare.gov and remind us because we said the deadline is January 15th, but there's really two deadlines.
Yes, it is two deadlines. So the first deadline is December 15th if you want your health insurance to start January 1 of 2022. If you miss that deadline, you have until January 15th when your health insurance will start February 1st, 2022. Unless they extended it. Unless they extend it after.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. This is WABF and Swap Shop at 928-9228. If you're joining us late, wondering who all these voices are, we have Holly, Tori, Samantha, and Jasmine from Enroll Alabama Mobile here to help with y'all if you need health insurance. You can look yourself at healthcare.gov, as we were talking about, or you can ask them for assistance to help you enroll or at least research your options. And it sounds like the easiest way to do that is to call 211.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to remember. And if you want to look into it as well, enrollala.com. And then you've got Enroll Alabama Mobile on Facebook. So you've all come from the Mobile office. Is
yes.
that right?
I come from the Mobile office, and they are working at United Way
okay.
offices
okay.
At their office.
I got a press release from the Mobile County Health Department the other day. They're also offering enrollment assistance. So are some of you going there, or is that different?
That's different.
Okay. But it's still all part of Enroll Alabama.
Yes, they have okay. their own CACs as well. It's still a part of, not Enroll Alabama, but it's just a part of the open enrollment season
right.
to have the options because they have to offer it. For people who come in the health department and stuff like
okay.
that, to get health insurance stuff like I don't know how well they're promoted, but I know they do because I am friends with some of the people at Mobile County Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
They do it if they need they need assistance.
Right.
They'll send them to me and stuff like that. And also at Providence Hospital,
really,
they send me people as
okay.
well. You know, shout out to Mobile Infirmary Spring Hill, USA. If you got any people. Send them to us.
Send them to you. And then we have sweet Sally Ansel, who still volunteers
yes.
to help. And she can take appointments at the Fairhope Public Library if anybody needs any help. She wanted us to know that as well.
Well, yeah, in years past, you've been alone. You've had, five other people across the state
yes.
that you worked with. And now you got reinforcements. How
yes,
did this happen?
Reinforcements, and I'm getting these ladies busy.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
Biden's printing free money, so they hired a big staff to help this time.
Because, like, tomorrow we'll be at Bishop State Community College doing the health fair there at the main campus. And we'll be out there, too, if you want to come out and see us and have
okay.
your questions and stuff like that. And it starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Tomorrow at Bishop State, 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other any other locations that you're going to be doing?
Of course, Sister, this weekend at the Expo, we'll be there as well.
And where is that?
It's at the Mobile County Fairground.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll be there this weekend. It starts at 10, too.
Okay. All right. So y'all are going to, I hope you get to stay and maybe dine and shop some in Fairhope while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Fairhope is so beautiful, and we're so excited to go eat
some brunch. We do need a lunch break, because I know when we get back to the office, we may have a few phone calls coming
in. I hope so.
Yeah, call us.
I hope your phones are ringing off the hook. And we'll just tell everybody real quick, grab a pen or a pencil, or hit the record, because We'll get each of these ladies to give their phone numbers if you want personal assistance.
Trust me, guys. Grab your pen and your...
He is such a flirt, even though he's got a steady girl now.
I'm
he's still
old enough to be
flirt.
Their dads. It's surrounded by all these young, beautiful women. It's just wonderful. It's
thank
great.
You.
So. All right. So, Miss Samantha Gary, folks want to call you for enrollment help.
Yeah. So you can reach me at 251-647-0185, and I'd love to help you out.
647-0185. All yep. right. Miss Holly.
Hey, it's Holly Cooper. It's 251-463-7548.
463-7548.
And Jasmine? Hi, mine is 251-298-7274.
And Tori, I should have yours memorized.
Yes, it is 251-644-1452. And that's me.
644-1452. So I'm impressed with so many ways folks can reach out to look into health insurance. Oh, I thought of a question, though. How young can one be covered independently? Like if they're a college student, or how does that work?
Okay, so if you're not on your parents' health insurance plan, if you have a job, it can be 19. If you are in college and you age out of your plan, your parents' health plan at 26, and you have a job, you can.
Okay. All right, good. And then otherwise, it can be from one to multiple members in a family.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
I have seen the estimate goes up to... A family of eight.
And what is that income figure there?
For a family of eight, it starts at $44,660, and it caps out. We're gonna just estimate it a little higher. We're just gonna say about $200,000, because when you physically do the application, it give you a gap range just
right.
in case.
So, but that's one thing I wanted to reiterate. Look at a family of four. That's a little more.
Okay,
average.
A family of four that's more a little bit more common is about $26,500. It says 106, but on the application is 108.
Okay, so you can make good money.
Yes.
My point is, you can make pretty good money and still get a discount.
You still get a discount. You'll be able to get a discount because if you a family of four. It's expensive.
Oh sure, yeah. But if you're a husband and wife, you each make $45,000 a year. You're thinking, oh well, we make $90,000 total. There's no way we can afford this, or we can
get a discount.
Yeah. You can.
Yes, you can. That is a that is a possibility. You can get the tax credit because it's not going to say no.
Right.
It's going to tell you what you're qualified for, how much you're going to get, and whatever's left over is what you're responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
So don't assume it because, oh, I make all this money, it does not work for me. Because it's made it's made for hardworking families and some who are working and can't afford it through their job.
Okay.
It's both sides. It's not just for people who don't work at all.
Well, ladies, thank you very much. This has been extremely informative, and we appreciate having all of you in today. Jasmine Young, Tori Payton, Samantha Gary, and Holly Cooper with Enroll Alabama. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Don't leave. We got to get pictures.
Okay. We got to get pictures. Yeah.
Swap shops. Yeah.